From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Leftist populist candidate Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador will be Mexico's next president. His chief rivals, including the ruling PRI party, conceded defeat. Some fear Lopez Obrador would set his country back decades. All the presidential candidates criticized President Trump's policies against migrants in Mexico. VOA asked the director of the Wilson Center's Mexico Institute, Duncan Wood, what kind of relationship the new Mexican president might have with Mr. Trump.
It all depends, I think. I mean, Andres Manuel has been very clear throughout his campaign that one of the most important priorities for him is to maintain a relationship of respect with the United States, that he understands that that the economic relationship with the U.S., as well as the political relationship, is of fundamental importance to Mexico's prosperity and security.
Reports indicate voter turnout was high across Mexico in Sunday's election, in which voters also chose members of the legislature and other elective offices. A suicide car bomb aimed at a patrol of French soldiers killed 4 civilians in northern Mali. Suspected extremist attack is the third in 3 days. According to Mali's Ministry of Homeland Security, 31 were wounded, including 8 French soldiers. And in Mauritania, 30 African leaders are holding a 2-day meeting on how to deal with the continent's security issues. Iran state media saying protesters have clashed with police over water scarcity in the southwest for a second night. Similar clashes over a lack of water broke out in a nearby city, Khorramshahr, over the weekend. Authorities say 1 protester and 10 police were injured. Videos posted online showed heavy gunfire. Much of Iran is facing drought conditions. This is VOA News. Pro-regime media and a war monitor report, the rebel-held town of Bashar al-Sham in southwest Syria has accepted the return of President Bashar al-Assad's rule. VOA asked Trinity University scholar David Lesh how important this news might be.
It's important, but it's not unexpected. The Syrian government, along with Russia, have been carrying out a fairly intensive offensive in the area. And once the southern front, which used to have the support of the United States, Jordan, and other allies, the United States made it fairly clear that they were on their own now. So the Syrian opposition in the area really had no choice but to capitulate and enter into the best reconciliation deal they could.
The town is located near the provincial capital of Daraa, is a latest sign of the advance of Russian-backed pro-government forces. Fighting has sparked another wave of displaced people. A Jordanian government spokesperson says Jordan, already hosting hundreds of thousands of refugees from the conflict, cannot take any more. The UN on Friday said at least 160,000 have already fled homes in Syria. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he believes most of North Korea's weapons of mass destruction can be dismantled, and that can happen within a year. He appeared on the CBS program Face the Nation.
We're very well aware of North Korea's patterns of behavior over decades of negotiating with the United States. We know exactly what the risks are of them using negotiations to drag out the length of time they have to continue their nuclear, chemical, biological weapons programs and ballistic missiles. The president would like to see these discussions move promptly to get a resolution. This has been the advice that China's leader Xi Jinping has given us as well.
Bolton said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would soon begin discussions with North Korean officials on the details of disarmament. He expressed optimism. Police in Hong Kong stopped about 20 pro-democracy protesters from getting near a flag-raising ceremony marking the anniversary of the city's handover from Britain to China. An Ocean organized those protests.
This year, our slogan is end up one-party dictatorship, stop deterioration of Hong Kong. Why do we raise such slogan? It's because we can see there are a lot of problems from the Chinese government trying to impose unacceptable policies.
Hong Kong became part of China in 1997 after more than a century of British rule. China has made it clear it decides which policies will be implemented in Hong Kong. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.